There you are. I thought I killed you. No, baby, shh, don't move. Shh, it's okay. It's okay. I'm here. I'm here. It's okay. Do you remember what happened? You've been out for 6 days now. I'm starting to get so worried. Hey, shh. Shh. It's okay. I'll explain everything, but you have to stay calm. You're still adjusting. It's okay. It's okay. I'm here. Shh. That's it. Good girl. Just relax. Just relax. I know. Everything is gonna feel so different now that I've sired you. Hey, no. Stay still. Baby, it's okay. I'd never let anything happen to you. I've stayed here with you the entire time you've been unconscious. Do you really not remember what happened? We had that big talk. And I told you I wanted to have you forever. And what that means. It took a little convincing, but we got there eventually. You submitted to me, and somehow, I'm still not sure how, I managed to turn you without draining every drop of blood from your body. You know how much I've always wanted to taste your blood, baby. I've always had that kind of control over me. Things are gonna be a lot different from now on. Yes. Now I'll be the one in control. For always. Shh, don't worry, baby. Don't worry. There are things I can make you do now that we're bonded. Things you couldn't even imagine. But I've always been kind to you, haven't I? There's no reason for that to change now. In fact, I think you'll find, now that I don't want to drain your blood every time I'm near you, we'll be able to get quite close to each other. Like this. What does it feel like? Your skin, just as ice cold as mine now. Skin on skin is gonna be so much more pleasant for me. You used to heat me up quite a bit as a human. Oh, my little human. I suppose I can't call you that. Although, you'll always be a little human to me. So small and delicate and cute. I know it might take some getting used to how things are now. You might even resent me a little. I can understand. It's just, I've never wanted anything so badly. In all my time on this earth, the thought of you aging and growing old and leaving me alone on this desolate plain one day. It was either sire you and keep you to myself forever, or losing you one day and doing something awful so the other vampires might rip me apart and end this agonizing existence without you. I thought, at least this way, we might both have a chance at happiness. But don't worry, my darling. Everything is going to be so much better now that you are completely mine. Don't fight it. Your body is exhausted. Not a single cell in your body is human anymore. I remember what it was like when I was turned. It was much more horrific than I can even bear to tell you. Just weeks and weeks of agonizing pain. But not for you. Not for you, my pet. Shall I tell you what I did? I scoured this entire earth for as much cut weed as I could find. More than enough to last through your changing. Cut weed. It's a special kind of herb that grows beneath gravestones. We vampires have used it for centuries to remedy pain and other such ailments. It's the only thing that works for us, you see. That month that I disappeared, you remember? I spent it collecting as much as I could for you. I didn't want you to feel any pain. I don't want you to feel any pain. Speaking of, I think it's time you had some more. Open your mouth for me, darling. A little wider. That's it. Good girl. Just swallow. I made it into a liquid to make it go down easier. The taste is not the most pleasant. Oh, that's it, my darling, that's it. Every last drop. That's it. This is going to make you feel so much better. Oh, that's it, come here. Rest your head. You're about to get very sleepy. Don't worry about anything now. Oh, I know, baby. It does make you very drowsy. It's okay, I'm here. I'm here. I'll never let anything happen to you. Someday, you won't need to sleep or rest at all, just like me. I'm still going to take care of you, though. You'll always be my small, fragile little human. Mine forever now. My tiny fledgling. Shh, shh, shh. There. No more talking now. You must save your strength.